This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:07. This is the evening edition with Sharmila. So Puasa is starting next week, specifically on the 13th of April, which is Tuesday. And the government has said that Ramadan bazaars and Eid al-Fitri bazaars can take place this year, even though some states are choosing not to go ahead with them. So we thought we'd look at the best practices for both having the Pasar Ramadans as well as how those of us who want to visit the bazaars can stay safe. So just to run through some of the SOPs that have been released by the government, the Pasar Ramadans are only supposed to run from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Only food and beverages can be sold, and they are only open for takeaway. And when it comes to the people who staff the stalls, there are several things that they need to adhere to. Among those, body temperature and symptoms need to be checked daily. Licensees and assistants or stall workers who have temperatures more than 37.5 degrees and who might be showing symptoms like sore throats or coughing or sneezing, difficulty breathing and so on, will not be allowed to be on duty. They have to have face masks and disposable plastic aprons on at all time. But face shields and disposable plastic gloves are also encouraged, and they have to perform cleaning and sanitization every day. Now, that is for the staff and those managing the stalls in these Ramadan bazaars. When it comes to visitors, there are a whole set of other SOPs, of course. Firstly, the organizers of these bazaars must ensure that customers maintain physical distancing of the customary 1 meter when you're entering and exiting the premises. There are also going to be marked queues that will allow for this physical distancing to happen. Visitors have to wear face masks at all times. A lot of these are things that we've already gotten familiar with. Hand sanitizers have to be provided at the entrance, and they have to ensure that people coming in use them. Every stall has to have a My Sajatra check-in. And traders are required to provide QR codes or logbooks for customers to register if there is no internet connection. And customers will be required to undergo temperature checks, but only at the entrance of the bazaar. So, it's a very different atmosphere, to be sure, when it comes to Ramadan, when it comes to attending these bazaars this year. But I suppose it's also a question of practices that we've gotten used to over the course of the year. So we want to know whether you plan to attend the Ramadan bazaars this year. And if you do, how do you plan to stay safe? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Associate Professor Dr. Sashila Ponnampalavanar, who is the Consultant Infectious Disease Physician at University Malaya Medical Center. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Building Fit Malaysians, BFM 89.9.
It is 5:11. This is the evening edition with Sharmila. We're talking about Pasar Ramadans or Ramadan bazaars, which are going to be starting up next week as Puasa starts on Tuesday. And we were wondering whether you plan to attend Ramadan bazaars this year, because certainly for me, it's something I've missed very much, but I'm also not 100% sure whether I'm ready to go back, particularly because it's probably going to be spaces that are slightly crowded and it's going to have many people around. So let us know if you plan to go. How do you plan to stay safe? Or are you planning to just give it a miss this year? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to speak about how we can stay safe if we do decide to go to these bazaars, we have on the line with us Dr. Sashila Ponnampalavanar, Consultant Infectious Disease Physician at University Malaya Medical Center. Dr. Sashila, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's start with the SOPs that have been released for the Ramadan bazaars. What are your thoughts on them? Do you think they're sufficient?
Yeah, I think the SOPs look sufficient, but I think any SOP will only work if everyone adheres to it. I think that's the problem, isn't it? We have a lot of SOPs, but the issue is the adherence to it. So I think that's important. But some of the other things that I think should be highlighted is and emphasize is having a good ventilation wherever this bazaar is. So, of course, outdoor is always better rather than indoors. And if it's going to be indoors, ensuring that it's in a well-ventilated place, if possible, with open windows and looking at the direction of flow. The other thing is, I think the SOP should highlight is also, discouraging or suggesting that high-risk patients to avoid going to this bazaar unless it's absolutely necessary, such as the elderly or those with underlying diseases. And also, ensuring that people perform hand hygiene frequently and keeping surfaces clean. The other thing, I think one of the things that is not mentioned in this SOP, but in previous SOPs when handling food or in canteens or pantries, is the customers should not be allowed to serve themselves. To avoid cross-transmission. Only the vendors should handle the food or utensils at any time. And also the other thing is, of course, the menus should not be in a menu card where many people hold on to it, but it should be on a display board or under a glass pad on the table. So maybe these are some of the additional things. But in general, I think it's a good SOP.
So considering the usual setting and activity at these Pasar Ramadans, what are some of the areas of greatest concern in terms of COVID-19 transmission?
Yeah, I suppose it's still the same. I mean, it's been 1 year since we have had COVID, and we kind of know how more about this disease now and how it's transmitted, and as we have seen, the outbreaks happen when there's congregation and crowding in closed areas. So if you look at the bazaar setting, I think outbreaks would happen if people congregated together, hung around and chatted in close proximity without wearing their mask or touching their face, nose and mouth, without doing hand hygiene, having direct contact, with people who are not from the same household, like shaking hands or hugging or waiting in a line and talking very loudly close to each other, and not complying to cough etiquette. I mean, cough etiquette is, making sure if you're coughing or sneezing, that you sneeze into a handkerchief and do your hand hygiene after that. And the other thing is from unclean surfaces. So don't hang around in the bazaar. If you have to buy something, just buy and leave quickly instead of hanging around, touching surfaces, sitting in the bazaar. And also, if those would be the areas of concern, yeah. And also the other thing is, of course, avoid eating and sampling food at the bazaar, because that would mean you remove your mask, and during that time, there's a risk of contracting the disease.
Now, when you talk about food, can COVID-19 spread through food and food packaging?
No. So currently, there's no evidence at all that COVID-19 can spread through contact with food or food packaging. And the main mode of transmission is person to person through the respiratory droplets that we come in contact with. However, in Ramadan bazaars, we there are other foodborne diseases that usually happens, like typhoid, staph. So we get a lot of acute gastroenteritis. So I think overall hygiene is very important, and maintaining, keeping clean, washing your hands, make sure the food is cooked properly in a safe temperature. It's important.
You mentioned earlier, people with comorbidities, for instance, should be more careful and perhaps avoid the bazaars altogether. Now, for the average person, if we were trying to weigh out whether should we be going or not, what are some of the things that we should be considering?
Well, I think it's the same. The SOPs have not changed. I think it's the same thing. If you're planning to go, make sure you stick to the SOP, make sure you wear your mask, Make sure you, if you can, carry a bottle of small disinfectant in your pocket. Disinfect your hands frequently. You know, after each toll, maybe clean your hands before you get into your car. After you reach home, immediately do your hand hygiene. Avoid those bazaars which are crowded. Keep your distance from others. If you need to, don't touch your face, nose, or mouth without washing or doing hand hygiene first. If you can, I hear there's online bazaars, so you can go on to online bazaars if possible. But otherwise, the SOPs are the same, following them.
And what about the crowds? How can crowds be better managed at these Pasar Ramadans?
I think when it comes down to it, I think there should be enforcement officers around there. I think that's the only way you can crowd manage, because people might get very excited and would not follow the SOP. So I think the only way is probably having enforcement officers making sure that the numbers are limited to how much that area can hold, to ensure there's adequate ventilation and there's no overcrowding. So I think these Ramadan bazaars should have enforcement officers looking into people complying, or even if the vendors themselves should maybe take it onto themselves to ensure that their clients follow SOP and they themselves are.
So are open air markets, generally speaking, pretty safe?
They would be safer than a confined space one, because just by the of course, even if it's in an open space and you're standing close to each other for a prolonged period of time without a mask, that also would cause transmission. But if it's going to be a casual contact, you're wearing a mask, you're moving fast and you're in an open space, the risk of transmission is so much lower. All the outbreaks that we have come across so far have happened in indoor, confined, crowded spaces. It has not happened in football fields or in open areas. It's all happened in really confined spaces, indoor confined spaces. So I would say, if you're planning to go to a bazaar, choose one that is in an open market sort of concept. Yeah.
So stepping away from specifically Pasar Ramadans and just looking at, the whole month in general, what is your advice to stay safe from COVID when it comes to the whole month, when it comes to fasting and all the things that go with it?
Well, I think, just like any other time, I think, we are fast. Everyone's fasting, but I think you should also eat healthy, at the time when during sahur in the morning. I think you should eat healthy food at that time. Don't overeat. Exercising is important. You can't hydrate yourself throughout the day, but, at the time when you have to drink your meals. Those who have got underlying medical illness, make sure you continue to take your medication, your hypertensive medication or your diabetic medication. Don't not comply. In general, keep clean, because during Ramadan we see a lot of foodborne diseases. So always keep your food clean, make sure they're at the right temperature, refrigerate them in the proper temperature, and before you eat, always heat them up properly. And if you're going out, stay or keep to your SOPs properly, hand hygiene, keeping your surfaces clean at all time. And don't forget to register for vaccination. I think we need to use all the tools that we have to combat this disease.
Dr. Sashila, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
That was Dr. Sashila Ponnambalavanar, consultant infectious disease physician at University Malaya Medical Center. So we want to know how you feel about Ramadan bazaars. As excited as we are that they're back, do you plan to attend? Do you feel safe? If you're planning to go, how are you planning to stay safe as you partake in the bazaars? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And we do have some messages coming in already. So Din says, I think I'm going to play it by ear and see what the crowds are like, because we missed having Pasar Ramadan last year. It's really been a while since attending one and I miss it. They've always been such a nice way to taste new food and to be around my fellow Malaysians, not to mention supporting the vendors. But if it's too crowded, I'll probably keep driving. I agree with you, Din. You know, I really miss Pasar Ramadans, especially because I don't usually, because of working hours and so on, I rarely have the opportunity to go. So I used to really look forward to the weekends when I could actually go with my family or my cousins and just pick up some of the food that you usually can't get at any other time of the year. But I am hesitant this year, and I'm hoping that I'll be able to find some that are a little bit more spaced out and a little less crowded, or perhaps look at timing and see if I can make it at a time when it's not too crowded, in which case I think I'm okay to go, especially because it's open air. We also have this message from Yus who says, please don't steal Pasar Ramadans from me. It makes a difference to be able to choose. We need to be able to see the food. Buying online is not the same. Yus, I completely agree. I love being able to look at the food that I'm buying. I also love the fact that you go with one thing in mind and you end up buying four different things. And I think that's some of the joys of being able to be at a Pasar Ramadan. So I do think that if everyone sticks to the SOPs and does what they're supposed to do, that this doesn't have to be fraught with anxiety the way it might be for most of us. And I'm hoping that that's what happens. I'm hoping that we get to have this experience as we move towards this quote unquote new normal. But keep those thoughts coming. What do you think about going back to Pasar Ramadan? So are you planning to go? If you are, how are you planning to stay safe? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.